Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. We are talking about bringing the Department of Defense to justice, holding them accountable. Have you seen this letter that is making the rounds? It's a petition. Maybe you've even signed it. And I want to break that down for you. And I also want to take you back to about 2021. I know we're in 2024, but the oppression just keeps on giving and we are pushing back. So let me know if you are a service member or if you know someone who is or was serving in the military. Did they stand up for their rights, or did they comply and become a human pincushion? I want to talk about my experience in that, the people that I've helped, and then we're going to be looking at this action, and I want to do a little bit of analysis on it, do a little bit of a deep dive, and also bring you a parallel to a previous petition that was making the rounds and why I use my critical eye when I look at these things. So I am a person who applauds action. We're going to be looking at this action. And first, we're going to be looking at a message from my sponsor. So let's hop right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. And the markets are in turmoil. As you know, the whole world is in turmoil. Oil, tech, retail, property, you name it. Nobody knows where this all ends. So the question is always, what can you do? So you might have heard of precious metals, but you might not have thought very much about it. You know, how do you buy them? Where do you even keep gold if you had it? But you know, precious metals do come into their own during times like these. So as the geopolitical tensions rise and economic turmoil looms, gold is always a beacon of stability. So investing in what we could say resilience with the Noble Gold Investments IRA services, they will look after your money. And you know, this could make sense for you. So the team at Noble Gold Investments will run through all of your options with you and see if you qualify to start a gold IRA or a 401k rollover. So protect your portfolio with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. And you also can claim, let me show this to you here. Oops, I don't know what's going on here, friends. I wanted to bring you this. Aha, here we go. I wanted to bring you this and I wanted to bring you this because let's make sure that this is what you're going to be getting when you invest with Noble Gold Investments. This is a 5-ounce silver coin. And I do believe that they also are giving away, or you have the choice of, a free gold bullion when you start. So I would love for you to call, get all of your questions answered. And that is here at noblegoldinvestments.com, 877-646-5347. You want to fortify your financial future against the winds of change. You can go to noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. And of course, there is always a risk of investment. There is no guarantee of any kind, but check it out for yourself, noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I hate to do this to you, bringing you back to 2021, but that was really when the proverbial, how does it go? The hit sits the fan, something like that. And I'm using that phrase because it really threw people for a loop. And I know because I had thousands and thousands, and I would say thousands of people reaching out to me for my help to help them stand up for their rights and give no consent to becoming a human pincushion. I will never use the phrase mandate, because a mandate only comes from a court. A judge, for example, can mandate you to go to prison, can mandate you to turn over your driver's license, if you even have one, can mandate you to different visitation if you have are in a situation of divorce. These are orders that come from a judge. All right. I don't like to use the word mandate, so I like to use the word illegal, illegitimate, immoral, unlawful, unthinkable requirement. And that's exactly what the military did back in 2021. So I'm just going to refer to a couple of the notes that I have for you. And I would love for you to get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com, where you can get my written analysis of this video information that I'm sharing with you. So I'm going to refer to a couple of notes. And before we dig beneath the headlines of these service members who are calling out the catastrophe of the Department of Defense back in 2021, they literally had a no exemptions allowed cooties cocktail requirement. And as I say, it was inflicted upon these service members, many that had served for many, many years. And I know because I've helped people personally. So it's illegitimate, immoral, unethical, these jab requirements. And many of these service members went into a tailspin trying to figure out how they could get out of the safe and effective, because just for the record, that's what the FDA says. So that's what I'm saying as well. But there still is a law that allows people to give no consent on ethical, moral, religious, and medical grounds. So I've had many service members reach out to me, especially back in 2021 and still to this day. And it's absolutely horrendous how they were treated. Now, I do have some very good success stories, especially, you know, I don't want to name names because these service members are still serving, but I have had people in the Army, in the Navy, very high up Navy SEAL level, and also in the Marines. And I will tell you that they are still standing. And they were not decommissioned. They were not separated. They still got paid. Now, in one case, they were held back on the promotions, but all of that should be in place now. And this is what I want to dig into. And I want to actually give you a really strong takeaway piece of advice. If you or anyone you know is going to be applying for a job, or if at your job already, regardless of whether you're in the military or not, these illegal requirements are going to be inflicted upon you again. I have a very sound approach and strategy. I'm not an attorney. I've advised attorneys. I've actually had clients who were attorneys who were fighting for their freedom. So they have solidified and approved of my message. But I just want to let you know that this is not legal advice. It is my own personal experience and those of others. So we've had many success stories, but think about those people that you know who are in the military, and many of them, because of the pressure, because of the undue influence, which also is against the law to pressure somebody, even if you are a military member, because there are still several laws that protect your right to no consent when it comes to your body. As I mentioned in a previous video, imagine if the military suddenly invoked a smoking policy, not a no smoking policy, but where you were required to smoke cigarettes. And I know some of my healthy Americans say, I think that sounds fantastic, but you would have a right of no consent, just like you would have a right of no consent to donate a kidney or have an abortion or anything else that would be something that you object to. Now, it's true that military members already are required to have well over a dozen shots for, you know, those very deadly infectious diseases, which of course are contagious. And you don't want to breathe on anybody if you have the measles or hepatitis or polio or rabies, which we've spoken about, or the flu. Did I mention typhoid, yellow fever, mumps, measles, chickenpox, and all of those others that you are required to be inoculated against? But then the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, back in 2021, issued basically like an iron fist requirement, meaning there was no way really to get out of it, where everyone had to be jabbed and boosted against cooties. And of course, there was a lot of scrambling and discontent in the ranks. And then about a month later, not even a month later, Biden, shortly thereafter, issued additional controversial executive orders requiring, there were two orders. And number one was that everybody who was in the federal government had to be jabbed for this, you know, very deadly cooties. And then the second executive order was people that were military contractors, right? They weren't actually government employees, but they worked for Raytheon or Northrop Grumman or others that had contracts with the military, and they were required to be jabbed. So I got thousands of people asking me for help. Imagine you are, I mean, it got to the point where there was a salesperson that was selling something, for example, to Raytheon, and they were required, even though they weren't an employee of that company, to become a human pincushion in order to conduct business. So this was really a period of discontent and oppression. And it started my basically 20 hours a day of work. I kid you not, I slept about 4 hours a day. And I had a couple, you know, my husband helping me and my lovely Olivia, where we were fielding all of these questions. I did a number of free educational videos and seminars. Other people donated and supported my work with a professional fee, which I really appreciate. And I was able to help so many people understand their rights, the laws that are designed to protect those rights, and then how to sidestep all of the slimy tactics. And I'm going to share one of those slimy tactics with you in just a moment. And then we will look at this declaration of military accountability. But I need to give you this background and put the background in the foreground so that you'll understand at a deeper level why I am always looking at these declarations with somewhat of a curious eye, inquisitive, and I want you to understand how this was a major catastrophe in terms of the military and how this could actually help you or your loved ones if you find that you are faced with this in the future. So sadly and tragically, many military members either didn't know how to fight for their rights, or they tried and they gave up, or they just actually went along with it. Maybe they believed in it, or they felt that there was no other choice. So they did become a human pincushion. They complied with these measures. And even more tragically, a number of these military members paid the ultimate price with their, how does it go? Sudden and unexpected early passing. My heart breaks for these tragedies. I hear them so frequently. I got in touch with a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for a while, and she was telling me that girlfriends of hers, their husbands were dropping dead in their early 60s. Okay, that's not really the normal life expectancy. And it was interesting that it was mainly the men. And I heard of three, not really my acquaintances, but within my group. And it was like, wow, that is really, really sad. And by my group, I don't mean people that I knew personally, because you know how I stand strong against this. Some of these military members took early retirement. That was called an administrative separation or administrative leave or administrative exemption. So there were a number that did that, but over 8,000, about 8,400, that was the number I saw, military members were basically terminated. They had what was called an involuntary separation on their record, which means they were out of a job. And then what? I spoke to so many who said, I want to serve this country. I believe in our principles and values. And I willingly, became a part of the military. And I can't believe they're treating me like this. This is going against the very principles that I'm standing for. And I understand. I mean, you would not believe, well, you probably would, the shenanigans that they pulled to try to trample, and they did trample on these service members' rights. And what happened is the DOD cleverly decided and required the service members to take the FDA licensed product, which was called and is called Comirnaty. I know it's a very strange name. And that's, you know, the P company, pharmaceutical company, that was their only licensed drug, meaning it was no longer a medical experiment, because even at the medical experiment stage of these products, the military was saying, we strongly suggest it, we want to enforce it, but they really, there was one little line that they couldn't cross. But the minute that that Comirnaty came on the scene, that is when the Department of Defense required this. The problem is that that was not widely available. And probably many of the military members didn't even realize that. And they just went ahead and got whatever was available freely. So even though it was licensed, you know, and I know, you know, a year, about a year that it was in development. So imagine all of the long-term studies that were available. Yeah. The decade-long studies that were available for a drug that was on the market for a year. Of course, it makes perfect sense. Absolutely. So here's what's interesting. Likely due to this disastrous catastrophe of requiring these service members to become human pincushions and having thousands of them leave the ranks, guess what happened? Yeah. It backfired. Then not only was the morale down, not only were people getting sick and having medical issues, and you and I know why, but the retention rate was down and the recruitment rates were down, leaving a very, battle-scarred military. And they realized, if I could use the expression, they shot themselves in the foot. So just last year, a year ago in January 2023, the Department of Defense rescinded that order on all of the military members saying, oh, guess what? Because you all already complied, and because, you know, cooties doesn't exist anymore in the way that we thought. And of course, it's not very deadly. So therefore, we are rescinding that requirement for you to become a human pincushion and get the cooties cocktail. Well, imagine, number one, how that sat with all of those human pincushions who probably are thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done it. Why did I do it? Why did I comply? And I know that's a fact because I've had people tell me so. I've had reports from those in the military where those under their command came to the commanding officer saying, I wish I had done what you did, and I wish I had stood strong and stood up for my rights. So I know that for a fact. Now, this is very interesting. There was another part to this story, and the Department of Defense came out with a letter that I've got linked on my Substack. And they said, you know, to all of the military, the 8,000 plus military members that were, how does it go, involuntarily separated, having that on their record. They said, you know, if you want to come back to the military, we would like to have you back. Why don't you just come back and work for us again? And you can put in a request and we'll even clean up your record. We'll correct your record. So it will no longer say that you were involuntarily separated. How do you like them apples? Well, I would say them are pretty rotten apples, especially if you lost your livelihood, if you had any other financial harms, which you probably did. You may have moved your family to another state to try to get another job. You may have had pushback from your family, loved ones, or future employers because of your choice. And it is your choice. And I will remind you of that. So yeah, them are pretty rotten apples, but get this, out of the 8,000 plus military members who were invited to return, guess how many actually took them up on the offer? About 43. Not 430. No, certainly not 4,300. No. That would be, 43. Yeah, I think about a dozen went back to the Army, and maybe another half a dozen went to the Marines, and the remaining few went to the Navy and Air Force. So it was not a very popular plea. Here's where I want to really give you this nugget that I mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast. And this is where the military went wrong. This is where your employer went wrong. Oh, they went wrong in so many ways. But here, this does not apply to the medical settings. I have different strategies for that. But if you are an employee or a candidate to be employed, and your employer or soon to be employer says, well, you know, it's just a hardship. We would love to hire you, but our policy is that everybody be a human pincushion. And you're like, well, my policy is that I'm not a human pincushion, and that's my own private policy. So the only legal way, and there have been many illegal ways that these companies have denied your exemption. And just a quick aside, you're not asking for anything. You are stating and reminding them of your rights, all right? You're not asking permission. Some people got that all wrong. I've done many videos. I've talked about that a lot. So I believe that it's important to stand up for your rights. And there are two legal ways that your employer, or the military in this case, which is an employer, can deny your exemption. Number one, if they don't believe you're sincere, if they believe that you have falsified, let's say, a medical exemption and those records are not accurate, or you had a quack doctor that just signed it and they don't believe that is true, they can deny you on those grounds. They can deny you on the same grounds that they don't believe your own religious convictions, that your sincerely held religious belief is such that you are not allowed to introduce into your body these substances that God doesn't want you to. You prayed about it and God told you don't participate. It does get a little more complicated if you've already become a human pincushion. It's actually easier if you are going to decline all future jabs, and I can help you with that. And I have helped thousands of people. Many free videos in my religious exemptions playlist. Don't let the word fool you. You can have an ethical and moral objection as well as a religious exemption. It just happens to fall under that category in the eyes of the law. So that's one way, is they don't believe you. That's kind of hard to fight on their point, because what do you mean you don't believe me? You trusted me to work for you? You trusted me to become a recruit and put like weapons that kill people in my hands, but you don't trust me when it comes to what I'm telling you? So that can be dismissed somewhat easily. And the second way that an employer, the military, could say, and this is what the military did say, it's going to be a hardship. Having you as a pure blood a non-pincushion status is going to be so much of a hardship that we simply cannot tolerate it. And this was the reason that was given completely out of hand. There have been reports that these exemptions were not even reviewed, that they were dismissed out of hand. And that was the actually spoken policy, maybe not a written policy, that was the understood policy in many areas, not just in the military, but many companies. It's like, you know, just tell them it's a hardship. It's going to be a hardship on the company. All right. This is where it gets interesting. Let's break that down now, shall we? What does that actually mean, a hardship? Well, the courts have ruled that it has to be actually a financial hardship that is demonstrable. You have to be able to provide evidence that this is going to be a hardship. For example, if you were to say to your employer, well, because I'm a pure blood, I guess I have to stay away from everybody else in the company. So why don't you send a private driver to pick me up? And then that driver can drop me off at a newly constructed office at your expense. And I want state-of-the-art filtration system, and I want gourmet meals provided by a 5-star chef, and I would like to have a neck massage, you know, morning and afternoon to keep my stress levels low and keep my immune system working so that I will be healthy. That's my requested accommodation. Well, your employer is going to say that's out of the question. It's expensive, it's timely, it's costly, which means expensive, and no, that is a hardship on us. Well, I would agree that those conditions would be a hardship. But for you to just show up at work and work normally, how is that a hardship? Because all y'all others are already protected. You already have your raincoats on, so you're not going to get wet. But you want me to put on a raincoat so that you don't get wet. It makes perfect sense. In fact, I've heard that your raincoat doesn't even work unless I'm wearing mine. So that was the strategy that the employers in the military brought forward, that it is far too dangerous for us who are protected because it works and it's safe and effective. So it's far too dangerous for us to be exposed to you. Therefore, it's a hardship. Well, here's the clincher. And this is what the military has experienced. So it's a hardship for me to just keep coming to work, you know, doing my job. And in some cases, people were in the military, you know, very high level. Like I say, we're talking Navy SEALs and commanding officers and all of that. But it's not a hardship. Let me get this straight. It's not a hardship for my position to be empty. And now, in the case of the very higher ups, you've got to promote people from the ranks. Are they ready? Are they qualified? Or let me get this straight. You are going to have to advertise. Let's put a general approach here, throwing employers in the mix as well. So they're going to tell you it's far too much of a hardship for you to keep coming to work. I had some top performers, like salespeople that had, and people that were overseeing, you know, multi-million dollar projects that had been in the works for years. So it's a hardship for them to keep working on that project, but it's not a hardship for them to be fired. And then for the company to advertise and recruit and then interview and then hire and then train and onboard that person to replace you. That's not a hardship at all, is it? No, it doesn't cost any money to do that. It doesn't cost any time. And they'll hit the ground running and be as good as you or better, right? Friends, this is where, like this is exactly what I love to do. I love to turn the tables on the tyrants. Oh, you're telling me it's a hardship? Well, let's take a look at that, shall we? And this is the nugget that I want you to take. Now, this video is getting very, very long. So there will be a part two where we are going to dive deeper into this declaration of military accountability. And this is where I want to draw a parallel between that and another declaration called the Great Barrington Declaration of years gone by. I think it was 2020 or 2021. And I want to get your view on this as well. I am a person who's in favor of action, and I'm a person who's in favor of scrutinizing that action to make sure that it can be as well aligned with the goals and outcomes that are desired as possible. So thank you everybody for being on board. Stick with me. I will have a part two to this video, and I really appreciate everybody being on board. Be sure that you are on that free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. See you soon, everybody.